This conversation with Johnson County School District Superintendent Charles Oskey is brought to you by Johnson County School District. Charles Oskey, Superintendent, School District Number 1, Johnson County. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good. It is Monday morning, and we've had a full 2 weeks, so things are good.
Yeah, it's a whole new week of opportunity.
Absolutely. Love that. It's a whole new week of opportunity.
Yeah.
It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and we're going to do some things there, and we're wrapping up. It's the first part of May, and you know what? Unbelievable. We're wrapping things up first year here in Johnson County. So,
how's that feel?
Feels good. You know, we got a lot of things, a lot of things in the irons in the fire, a lot of things we're taking a look at doing and making changes, but you know what, to look back, it's actually gone kind of fast, you know, so mm-hmm. We've had some hurdles, some obstacles, some opportunities as we reference them, but here we are, May 1st. Before we know it, we're going to be into summer months, and the next thing I'll be saying is school's firing back up again.
Yep, no kidding.
Yep.
That'll go all too fast.
It'll go fast.
You had active shooter training with all the schools, students, staff, and faculty 2 weeks ago.
We did.
You used the TAC-1 training. Other schools have used the ALICE training.
That is correct.
What's the difference between TAC-1 and ALICE?
TAC-1 really focuses on making decisions. It's the wheel. They talk about the wheel. So it's evacuation, it's barricade, or it's what they call the fight mode, defense mode. So it really teaches students, staff, and everybody that you have to make decisions, you're allowed to make decisions. It's about being proactive. A lot of things have been learned from the school shootings over the last 15 years, and so how you can make good choices. It talks about evacuation in the correct way, so you're doing it a safe way. So it talks about your angles, your views, and how you perceive where danger is. It talks about how you barricade a door correctly, and it also helps you make decisions if you are what I always reference is ground zero. I mean, mm-hmm. You have no other choice. So what are your options to, be able to survive? So we're teaching people to be proactive. We're teaching people it's okay to make decisions under stressful situations. So it is a little different than ALICE. And the fact is we are teaching some techniques where we want people to be kind of proactive. So that we can save as many people as we can. And this isn't just about school. Unfortunately, this is a life skill now. If you look at where schools have started shutting things down, these are, your shootings in the theaters or your super Walmarts or your Costcos or all these different areas. So these are different areas that, unfortunately, is a life skill. But more importantly, it kind of empowers people to make good decisions. It helps kids understand it's okay if there's somebody, you recognize a situation to be proactive with that. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of things to TAC-1 that's just a step above ALICE training.
Now that was basically a full week of training.
Absolutely.
Among all the schools.
So for the trainers and myself, it was 7 till 10 pretty much every night through Saturday. With lots of things. So they were, unfortunately, they were shorthanded a little bit. There were supposed to be 3 of them. There was 2. So we had to change schedules. So there's a lot of flexibility. But, we trained the staff all day Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a community meeting Monday night, which I thought went well. Went from 6:30 till a little after 9. Tuesday, started training in the schools with their elementary schools. And, elementary is a whole different level. It's about being quiet, so we have a bunch of quiet little ninjas. So the way they approached it, we have quiet little ninjas, and the hand signals, the stops, how to follow their teachers, how to hide, how to help their teachers. So it was good. Went into another community meeting Tuesday night. Wednesday, we were in the schools again and did some training there. No community meeting that night, so we finished, but we wrapped up and had some conversations about what we'd learned up to that point. Thursday again back in the schools. Most of that in KC, was down there for the afternoon, had a community meeting that night. That went really well. It was probably about 8:30. And then Friday we wrapped up here, so with some more training. So, and then Saturday, exciting, even though it was a winter storm, you know, and things were closed. I think there was 23 to 25 local law enforcement, including fishing game, two sessions of trainings, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. We did stay at Buffalo High School the whole day just due to the weather. We were scheduled to move to one of the elementaries for training in the afternoon, but great feedback. First time that anybody can really remember that there was joint training together that happened with local law enforcement. So we had our police, the sheriff's department, and the fishing game, and so it was super good. We had some kids from the high school step up and help with that training on Saturday. Really proud of them, but there was I would say it was a full week of training. That collaboration is something to celebrate between our local governments, the school district, and local police department. So excited to bring them back next year. So
when you look at this and what it involves, what was the reaction you got from students, staff, and faculty? And then what was the reaction you got from the community as a result of this?
You know, walking through all the schools, some of the feedback I got was their trainings. It was good. The kids, if you watch their excitement, their involvement, the middle school, all the kids got involved. With that, I mean, it could be a little bit longer. There were some areas of growth. We definitely need a few more trainers so it can go a little quicker with this large district that was identified. The community feedback was the community members that did show up were, you know, sad that we have to do this training, but reality was they were excited and grateful we were bringing it in. I got that feedback, and then again, positive feedback from local law enforcement.
So we are
sending out a survey. We'll get that feedback. I was at the state superintendent's conference all last week, so I haven't got a chance to really look at that information. But I think overall it was a positive experience.
It's an unfortunate necessity in today's world. And so you'll do this again next year.
That is my goal, absolutely.
As we wrap up toward the end of the year, you've got the year of difficult transitions behind you. What do you look for this summer and next fall?
You know, we still have a full schedule. You know, when I came into this job, we've had more audits in Johnson County than the last 3 or 4 years. So stress levels are still high. We need to make corrections to those audits and start making those changes. As a matter of fact, May 13th, we have a deadline of submitting our plans of improvement for that. We got accreditation coming around the corner, and there are some big ticket items with accreditation in the fall, not this year, but the following year of 2023. And that's our curriculum assessment and alignment. That's all the protocols that go into place with that. We still need to get our federal grants. We're doing a better job of that, but it's been hard to kind of start getting that back aligned. But we're getting the team, we're getting them trained. We're really going to focus on our teacher evaluation system, you know, moving to frontline to where it's all of an electronic system. We're bringing in the Charlotte Danielson training. That hasn't been back in the district as part of our protocol for several years, where our walkthroughs align to our actual system. So there's a lot of training that takes place with that, and then we're gonna start this journey of a district-wide PLC. Professional learning community. So there's a lot of training, a lot of things happening. We were blessed to be granted another grant with the BILT grant, which has to do with literacy coaches and interventionists, which is, again, short-term federal funding, but or what we consider accelerated learning. So we've opened those positions through ESSER III funds. So if I summarize things, we've got a lot of professional development on the table, getting ready for accreditation. We're cleaning up some audit findings. We're trying to get a professional development schedule together that's full and on tack, and get ready for next year. So it's only the beginning. It's the tip of the iceberg with changes that are coming. We have a new business manager coming on. We have to remember that Dr. Miller's first year in curriculum, but getting that transparency with what we teach, aligning to standards. Our evaluation system is going to be based around, focused on, I've already established that, and it's going to be in quality instruction and student engagement. So we're going to be consistent with what that looks like. And if people want to know why, the reason we're looking at it is because that's what high-performing districts are doing. We're kind of behind the eight ball, and we want to be a high-performing district. And it's not just the scores that I'm looking at. I want it to be a place where teachers enjoy work, where kids are getting a quality opportunity or educational opportunity, and we're moving forward. And, you know, so you look at the admin team, and 80% of the team is less than 3 years. So we're still trying to build a culture here that is effective, and that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, and it gives the opportunity for you to develop things the way you want them.
Yeah, and, you know, through the direction of the board. You know, the board is, we're going to look at Wednesday at, you know, whether they want to move forward with 7 to 9 or 9 to 7 board members. So that's kind of the focus of the board right now on if they can be more effective with that. But, you know, as a school district and a superintendent, it's all those other areas that we're talking about. That it's just because I got 1 year under my belt, now we've identified a lot of things, so the journey's just begun.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. Well, you got state audits coming up this fall too.
Oh yeah,
those are always fun.
I mean, to be honest with you, we'll be re-audited again, and there's a difference in audits. There's your financial audits, and then there's your system audits.
Yep.
And so we received our system audits in addition to our financial audits. I mean, transparency is we got dinged in our last financial audit for the bonuses that were given out of federal grants. So that's something I need to address this summer when the clock allows. I mean, if there's one thing I could ask, let's make 72 hours in a day in a 14-day week, and we might be able to get a lot of things done. But it's all good stuff. It's just a matter of they're good people, they're great teachers, there's lots of things. We just need to tighten some things up. Our budget, we're going to be $800,000 short because of the three-year rolling average is now down. It's critical through EMS that we try to do something for our classified staff. It's critical that we also keep on the horizon that we want to recruit, but more importantly, we want to retain our staff with the current economy the way it is. So trying to find that we can at least guarantee the steps and lanes and clean up our classified salary schedule, also do something with our administrative schedules and kind of align some things is a focus. But it just doesn't happen overnight. So we're chunking it away one piece at a time.
Well, it's kind of like eating an elephant.
Absolutely.
Can't do it in a single bite.
And we're starting with the toenails, and we're working our way up.
As we wrap up this school year, what are you hearing from the kids?
You know, it's not necessarily just the kids, but it's through the people. There's excitement. There are things that need to change. There's surveys that are out there. But anytime, you know, you got to look. Graduation is just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Spring is here.
Mm-hmm.
Seniors are on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eighth graders are moving up to freshmen. Your elementary kiddos are moving up into middle school. I mean, there's a lot of celebrations and excitement. We're at the end of the year.
Yeah.
We're also starting to wrap up the end of our state assessments. So the collection of that data and seeing where we're performing. And I know I've interviewed with you before, but this is kind of the benchmark here. Right? This is the benchmark here. Where are we? And then we start establishing where we need to go because we're coming out of COVID. We've had a fairly solid year with no COVID issues, knock on wood, knock on as much solid stuff as you can. We have not had that COVID conversation in almost 3 months. I know there's a fear out there. There was some fear last week that trickled through education in the state of Wyoming with the new variant and whether it's coming to the United States and all that kind of stuff, but it's not here. I want to reassure everybody we're not headed down that road. We are coming back to the new normal. So, you know, the majority, you look at it, 80% of my first year was probably just managing and making sure the door stayed open with COVID. And now we can start focusing on some other things and what does post-COVID look like. So
we'll move forward.
Absolutely. One day at a time, one step at a time. And I appreciate, so just a shout out, it's Teacher Appreciation Week. Thank you to all the educators, all the paraprofessionals, actually everybody on the educational team, from bus drivers to custodians to the maintenance staff. It takes an entire team to do what we're doing to provide that opportunity for kids. Everybody here in the district office, a lot of people are picking up a lot of slack to make sure we're doing what we need to be doing. So my thank you to everybody and appreciation for what they do.
Thank you. And our thanks to the teachers this week. They're exceptional. To do what they do is just beyond the pale.
Absolutely. Everybody. I mean, we're talking all of our volunteers, all of our coaches, everybody. It takes a united front. So,
Charles, thanks.
Thank you. Have a great week.
I will. You too.
All right. Talk
Charles Oski, Superintendent, Johnson County School District number 1 on 307netradio.com.
This update on activities at Johnson County School District number 1 has been brought to you by Johnson County School District on 307netradio.com.